Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Again. A lot of good football conversation coming today. Mike Phillips from the Richmond Times-Dispatch going to join us at 11. Logan Paulson. I don't even know what to describe Logan as these days. I mean, does a ton of work with the team on all their shows. Does the podcast with Hoffman, Take Command. Logan is a smart football mind, going to join us at noon. 1 o'clock, ask B. Mitch anything. And if B ain't here, just ask me some damn questions.
Ask J.P. Finley anything.
Now, that is dangerous. Muy peligroso.
I don't even know what that means. That could be disrespectful. Who knows?
I think it means very dangerous.
Possibly.
I'll Google it just in case I said something quite stupid. Peligroso. Dangerous. No worries. One thing, I know we're going to play the audio yesterday. One thing Bieniemy did yesterday that I thought was real funny, said sometimes Coach EB can go too far. And it was not only, it was like such an awesome self-inclination. I don't even know how to properly say it. But in my head, I was like, hey, me too, Coach. Sometimes I do. I enjoyed that very much. Did get to talk to Antonio Gibson yesterday. And I think there is an incorrect, I think many assumptions are incorrect, but I think there is an incorrect assumption floating about that Gibson's role will be diminished or different this fall. Let's hear from AG and then we'll talk through it on the back end.
Always appreciate getting to talk to Antonio Gibson. You know, it's OTAs. You guys don't have the pads on yet, but what's the vibe of this team?
Just our tempo, being everything on the run, fast pace, getting out here and just, you know, getting a feel for how things, you know, are going to be. I feel like we're building that up right now.
What's it like for you? I mean, usually offensive coordinators are coming from the quarterback side, and now you got a guy in charge that's a running back. Is he on you guys perhaps even a little bit more?
I wouldn't say that. Everybody getting it. So it ain't just us. It ain't just the quarterbacks. He getting on everybody on the offensive side. And you know, we starting to see what he expects from us. So, you know, we building it up now. And, you know, come season, we're going to be ready.
Does it feel more crisp out here?
Definitely. You know what I'm saying? We still having our errors, but it's OTAs, you know, and that's why we're here to correct those. So, you know what I'm saying? We keep building each day, coming out here getting better, doing what we need to do to prep, and we're going to get there.
You've put up some big numbers here over your three seasons. I mean, you've had 1,000-yard seasons, double-digit touchdown seasons. I'm sure you've watched the Chiefs offense. How do you feel about getting a crack in this new system?
I'm excited, but you know, not just for me. I'm seeing a lot of things for a lot of guys that should open up. He moves us around. You know, we got a lot of things going. So, you know, once that comes into play and y'all get to see it, I'm pretty sure y'all will be excited about it too.
What do you think about Sam so far?
He looks nice. I don't know if you've been watching, but he looks real good. He looks confident, comfortable, and you know, he just got to keep competing.
How's the little one?
Great, man. They growing up big. The youngest, you know, rolling around in
two now. Three. Okay, I remember the little girl that I've seen on the sidelines. Three?
Yeah, man.
You're a busy man.
Yeah, I'm done, though. But nah, they doing good.
Any good, fun plans between you got minicamp next week and then the biggest break you're going to get before training camp?
I think I'm going to take the family to Hawaii, probably have a camp in July coming up soon. And that's probably all I got planned for. Other than that, you know, back to training, trying to get ready.
What island?
I want to say Maui.
I've done Maui. It's spectacular.
It's nice. Okay, yeah, so cool. That's where we're going. Just kick it.
You do your camp up here or back in Georgia or what?
Back in Georgia. Probably back in my high school.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Cool. Thank you for the time, man. Appreciate it.
Antonio Gibson there. He mentioned his camp. I did want to point this out. For kids that are interested, Jahan Dotson's holding a football camp tomorrow in Upper Marlboro, 3 to 7, ages 6 to 18. So you can take the little ones out there, let them run around and have fun. Or if you're a real high school player looking to maybe learn from an NFL player, check it out. Next Gen Camps is nextgencamps.com. More information if you're interested in going to Dotson's camp tomorrow. It could be sold out, so forgive me if that's the case. A few things with Antonio Gibson, Lanville. He is about to turn 25 later this month. I think his birthday is in like 2 or 3 weeks. He has 3 kids already. Now, granted, I'm older. I'm 41. But my kids wear me out, dude. Like, I'm exhausted. Maybe you're better off having kids younger because then you got more energy. I don't know. But he's also a pro football player, so he's fairly busy. I looked this up. This is the Chiefs from last season. Obviously, Pacheco kind of took over in the run game the second half of the year and certainly in the playoffs. They did not have a 1,000-yard rusher. I don't want to use the word bust because he's dealt with injuries and stuff, and I think we throw around the term bust far too often. But Clyde Edwards-Helaire was a first-round pick a few seasons ago. He never showed the guts, like the tough running that Pacheco showed, and I think that's why Pacheco kind of started taking over later. Jet McKinnon for them, Jerick McKinnon, had such a unique role where I think yards from scrimmage, McKinnon ended up with 800 yards and 10 touchdowns. Now, only 300 of those or so were on the ground, but he was such a dangerous weapon for them in that offense. Landini, can you see a scenario? If you had to identify some players here, because they also drafted the kid Rodriguez out of Kentucky, who's going to have a role. And when you watch him run, he runs tough. He's got one thing that always stands out to me whenever I'm in a hockey dressing room, I should say, is the size of those dudes' thighs. And if you think about the motion of skating, like it's all like your upper thigh. Like they're just massively strong from butt to knee. If you had to identify a body area of strength. Yeah, that's right. Butt to knee. It's a medical term. Rodriguez looks like he has hockey thighs. Just big, big legs. But I think, does this sound crazy to you? Because I think it sounds entirely plausible to me. Pacheco, kind of your hammer, right? He had a little under 1,000 yards from scrimmage last year. Was decent in the pass game, but most of what he did was on the ground grinding. Kind of sounds like Brian Robinson, doesn't it? Jet McKinnon, who's a veteran and an elite pass pro back, especially for his size. 300 yards rushing, 500 through the air. A touchdown machine. 10 touchdowns. I mean, dude, he had 10 touchdowns on 128 total touches. I'm not a math guy, but that's a touchdown every 12 touches. 13. It's pretty damn good, dude. And then you've got Edwards-Helaire, who was still a part of things, had 450 total yards on the season, did some scoring. I don't want to be overly simplistic, but the thought that Gibson's going to get phased out of this offense, I just think it's so dumb. And think about this, man. Gibson has a knack for the end zone. His first 2 years in the NFL, and he missed a little bit of time. He was banged up. His rookie season, he ended up over 1,000 yards from scrimmage with 11 touchdowns. Second season, 21, 1,300 yards from scrimmage, 10 touchdowns. And when you think about Andy Reid offense, when you think about those backs, don't get caught up in YPC. Don't get caught up in carries. Think about touches. And that's why I'm looking at yards from scrimmage rather than straight rush yards. I mean, already just watching OTAs, I've seen Gibson line up in the slot. I've seen him motion all the way out. I saw him run like a little slant. That was a really good-looking route. Hal hit him on with like a kind of a jump pass. Last year, the numbers dipped. Still had 900 yards from scrimmage and 5 touchdowns. With his touches dropping by over 100. It's a productive player. And I think I think there's going to be more designed quick stuff to backs, and I think it's going to be good news for Antonio Gibson. Fantasy. 10th round, gobble it up. 11 a.m., Mike Phillips joins us. Do not go anywhere.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.